That'll never get old, that double knockout. That is a beautiful thing to see. Hi, guys. Happy Halloween. This is a fair one.
Wow. Yeah, dude. Michael Malice. You see the graphic?
That's bullshit.
Off to a flying start in the booth.
The boss is here. You better fucking get your shit
together. Wow, the boss is here, dude. Don't fuck up like that again.
Guys, it's a special night. We have Abby Rosenquist is back on air with us.
Thanks for having
us. Just from the jump. Shane Gillis, how are you, pal?
What up? Gang, gang, gang.
Yeah,
gang,
show
gang,
that gang, sweaty.
Gang. Oh, yeah,
that
dude.
Sweaty. Reppy.
Yeah, it's spooky, dude.
That is spooky. Look at that. Spooky,
yeah, they're like ghost letters. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, no, but look.
The green screen.
Because of the green screen.
Oh.
Ooh.
It's not the font. It's the fucking seat.
I have invisible tits.
Sometimes. How you done?
Sick start.
Well, they know the drill, dude. It's a very slow start here.
That's how we build.
Here at A Fair One. It wasn't a slow start in the story. I don't know if you got out before the fucking sun went down. Oh, boy.
I did. Yeah, I saw them.
You saw
the creatures running about.
Oh man, the Halloween! So the
I'm terrified.
The story have nowhere. They go shop to shop, storefront to storefront to get candy. It's fucking mayhem. You can't walk down the street. Just little Mexican kids running into hookah bars.
Yeah, I'm not in like a super from this morning.
It has nothing to do with Mexican kids. I mean, like it was just.
Oh, we have a very Hispanic neighborhood, so it's like it's fucking de los muertos.
Also, I'm saying like the reason I brought that up is like there was no. They didn't care what shop they were going in. It'd be a hair salon.
Going to a hookah bar.
There's a bouncer there. Like
starting in the morning, though?
No, it was early. It was like 5:30.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Yeah, no.
I was inside. I walked out. I got lunch. I got breakfast at around noon, and then I played Red Dead Redemption until right now.
Nice.
Yeah. Dude. Sick fucking day.
That wasn't to avoid the kids, though. That was just.
And then I walked outside, and then I forgot it was Halloween.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that's Halloween because I just got back in town and I forgot. I thought yesterday was Halloween for
some
reason.
Where were you?
I was in, I went to Tokyo for a week and then Australia for a week. So, yeah, it was really fun. I went to like Sydney and Brisbane and Melbourne.
Nice. Damn. How'd it go?
Anything it was fun.
What happened?
I mean, the shows were fun and like I had really good food in Sydney. I mean, I walk around, but I don't like go do stuff as much as I probably should when I'm traveling. Yeah. But
what are the crowds like?
It's exhausting. Like you're jet lagged. The crowds, well, they like are starved for like good humor. Yeah. You know what I mean? So in Tokyo, it was like the only. It's like
in Tokyo, they wanted.
Well, it was like an ex. It was like a play. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because well, it was like a bunch of expats. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Dude,
yeah.
Hold on.
Just doing balloon animals in the fucking basement in Japan.
So happy. Me and John were talking about this, and it makes me laugh so hard. He was talking about going on stage at Caroline's, and you walk out, and it's all Asians.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what the fuck? And then we both just started laughing about, like, what do Asian people laugh at? And he was like, I don't know, fucking fireworks? Dude, I was howling laughing, thinking about Asian people, because we didn't know what they thought was funny.
Well, how did it go?
You set off fireworks, and they're like, oh. Like, I don't know. So, great. The Asians love me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, what did you do that they loved?
Did
you talk about fireworks?
Yeah, no. I'm saying it's funny to imagine what Asian people think is funny. It's a very racist thing here.
Oh, sure.
But it's funny to imagine that they set off fireworks for humor.
There's a town drunk that that goes from bar to bar to bar in Astoria. Uh-huh. I fucking hate him because you see him at like 6 and he acts all cool. He's like, hey, no man, and he's disheveled. He looks like he looks like a monster. He looks like a typical alcoholic that drinks at 4 and 5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he gets really pickled around 8, 9, and then he gets belligerent, like super fucking angry drunk.
Is this you?
Yeah.
Are you talking about yourself?
He'll leave the bar, and he's just catching gravity the entire time he walks out of the bar. And I've never seen him walk in the daytime the way I usually see him walk in the nighttime. And as I'm leaving our apartment at like 5:30, I see him walking down the street, like doing his puppetry. He looks like
marionette
down the fucking street, and he has to dodge all these trick or treaters. And
wonderful.
I passed him, and I hear him going,
"Aw,
fuck."
My favorite is the couples that keep themselves each other up.
Oh yeah, yeah. Late
where
night?
It's like they without each other, they're yeah.
This guy, he had no shot. He was just so fucking angry.
Yeah, that's gotta be impossible.
Yeah.
You black out, and then you wake, like, you're trying to walk home, and there's just kids in the street?
All dressed. They probably bugged him the fuck.
Well, is he,
I didn't know it was Hollywood.
Does he seem any less drunk than when you see him usually at night, or was he, like, same level?
Same level, but it was earlier. It was like, he punched it up 2 hours thinking the trick-or-treaters are probably coming.
Right, right.
He was fucking pickled, dude. And He at one point he had to stop against a pizza store because he could. I'm telling you right now, I couldn't.
Are you sure it's just drinking? Because sometimes you'll see people, no, and I'm like, is, what opiate are they on?
No, no, it's definitely just drinking.
Yo.
Because I see him every time I'm in Blackbirds.
And yeah, yeah, yeah.
The story about him, and he's like an old timey drunk.
Speaking of Blackbirds.
Squaw!
You just got joined. Two guests.
What up, gents?
Hello.
What's up, Nate?
Yo.
I haven't seen you in a while, kiddo.
It's been a while. I can't tell if this is working. How you been?
No, it's care anyway.
And last time I saw y'all, I think I was drunk trying to fight somebody.
Yeah. Fucking right you were. Shane just
trying
popped
to?
That up this afternoon. And yeah, I remember it. I remember it. You were heavily intoxicated.
It was a good night, though. It was a lot of strong energy going on. I was just trying to carry on.
No, there wasn't. Just you. Don't fucking do that.
No, that's amazing. That's what Tommy suggested today, because he was like, because when I was like, Nate's coming, he was like, Nate, we got in a fight the last time we were with Nate. And he was like, do you think he was like, with us, just trying to keep up with that fucking energy of like big dickheads?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, because I've seen Nate beat the shit out of a retarded guy. Nate fucking boxed a retarded guy in the streets.
he was a retarded, but I knew you were going to say that.
Nate fucking tagged up a retarded guy.
That guy was so retarded.
Well, then you were at a disadvantage because they're strong.
Strong as hell.
He's strong. That type. He was like a gay retarded guy.
Which is actually how you would describe me and Shane together. No, tell me about tell me about that fight first, and then I'll talk about.
How do you know?
Fight.
Yeah, how was he retarded?
What was his first name? I forget.
Dan.
Yeah.
What was his last name?
Oh, okay.
Darling. Dan Darling. It was Dan Darling.
Yeah.
He was an insane person. He wasn't retarded, but he was. Remember, he tried to like yell.
No, he was crazy.
He tried to tell. Or was it Keenan? He tried to say he couldn't say nigga.
He
tried to tell another black guy like that he couldn't, he wasn't allowed. I don't know. They don't say.
Who was he saying that to?
Keenan. I don't know if you know Keenan.
Keenan.
It's just a bunch of names nobody knows.
Yeah.
This is the Lizard Lounge open mic.
We just dropping names on there.
So sad.
And then I got there and the cops showed up and actually didn't arrest Nate, which I figured they might.
No, yeah. He kept it. He was solid because it was kind of his thing. And when they asked if he'd like to press charges, he was like, no, he thought about it.
Yeah, he was like a noble retard.
He looks like a lawyer having a couple drinks at a bar afterwards. After work. Yeah. No, but the last time I remember hanging out with you, out of nowhere, you went from 0 to 100.
Yeah. I get like that at bars sometimes because I'm short and I got to fight my way to the front. And the guy was just like, he was like trying to use that tall guy energy on me. And I wasn't having that.
That tall guy energy is all in your fucking head.
Whatever, man.
Oh, it's not. You're bigger.
No, tall guy energy is real, dude.
Tall guy energy
is real.
Says the guy who's 6'6".
Yeah. Right. Right.
Tell us about your tall guy.
What do you mean it's not real?
Yeah. Tall guy energy is all in your fucking head.
All three of us would love to take you down right fucking now.
It's all in your fucking head.
But ultimately, you're bigger and in the way. You know what I mean?
Very true.
Yeah, but that's
you guys true. Still flex.
Hey, Godzilla, why don't you go to Japan with Abby next time? Eat 7 burgers and fucking run through the village.
that tall energy, because every fight I've been in has been a little guy.
Yeah, no shit. That's how it works.
Punch
you go
me
smaller.
In the face. I target the youth.
I'm not saying there's also small guy energy.
It's just being angry at a tall guy.
Well. It's also no one is upset with you if you lose that fight. Like you lose that fight as a small man, you got beat up by a bigger guy. It's an easy, no shame on me loss of a fight.
Yeah, totally.
And
until
you're still
you
a badass.
Start the fight, and your two friends are even like, I mean, what the fuck his problem is.
I feel like it was like mid conversation, and Nate all of a sudden was like, I'll fuck you, up, and we're like, what, dude?
It's so funny because there's a fight going on in your head for way longer than the actual fight.
Yes.
Oh yeah, it was before I even said something to him. This guy was starting with me, but
Were we? Harrisburg,
Bethlehem.
Okay.
I left my ID there. At that bar.
Because of him.
No, because...
little man energy dust the fucking bad zone.
I made a funny face in my driver's license photo, and I was proud of it.
We know.
And I left it. I was showing everyone. I was like, look, I take slightly cross-eyed And I stick my chin in every driver's license. And it's real funny until I have to show ID. It's ridiculous. I don't know why I do it. And then I have to show my ID, and people are like,
"You pulled over for a DUI,
mister."
Yeah. Cops like, "You look more."
They're like, "Are you the guy from Flowers for Algernon? When did you become not retarded again?"
Hey, let's watch that. Let's try not to say that as much.
Flowers for Algernon.
Oh man! So how here, about thanks. This?
Oh, wait, coming back, buddy.
Thank you for having me back.
Oh, I was showing last week when you showed up for 3 minutes at a pop every 30 minutes.
This time I'm not. No car this time, baby.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
You guys want a beer?
I'll take
a beer. Yeah.
Hopefully she just brings them all in.
She's a waitress.
Yeah, get the broad to bring them. Yeah, you guys like that one? Hell yeah. So it's good to see you, Nate.
Yeah, man. It's
fuck,
been a while, man.
LeMaire said you thought I didn't like you.
No, did we I both say, don't like
you. Yeah.
Wait, I don't know where this has come from.
I think LeMaire's.
That's what you told me one day. You're like, I don't think Shane likes me.
Everybody thinks that.
Nate, I fucking love you.
I know you love me. That's what
I
was
I've always
sure.
loved you.
I might have said that.
Except
though.
The first time. Except the first time we met.
I don't know if I was high. Yeah, I know. We didn't like each other at the
first
beginning.
Time we met was you guys started going to the open mics while I was away. And when I came back, there was just these three black dudes at this table that just
shit on you.
The entire set I was up there just hated me.
Yeah, of course. Well, you understand that,
these guys.
That's how it would go.
But I feel like you were doing a joke about World Star, and we were in Central Pennsylvania, and I just was making assumptions about you.
You didn't know who I was, did you?
Yeah.
You didn't know how fucking hood I was, dude.
It's a World Star hound over there, Shane Gilley, the hound.
You want to leave?
I'll leave.
Yeah.
Can I take this beer?
So, guys, we were thinking, what's a spooky thing that happened to you? Because it is Halloween. Here's one I have.
Set himself up.
LeMaire and his twin brother, Jabri, sleep.
No.
You guys aren't twins?
No, he's 2 years younger than me. A year and a half.
Well, they're both.
It's my brother.
Sat black guys. Yeah, they both look like Carl Winslow. And they used to sleep on air mattresses.
Jesus.
And what's funny is because they're both overweight, so occasionally they would just blow out air mattresses. Yeah, so like in the middle of the night they'd be sleeping, and you'd just hear like a just sink into an air mattress.
This was me. It was just me by myself
you
on
just
an air
mattress.
Yeah, it was the summer of air mattresses. I bought like 5 air mattresses.
After a while, you didn't think maybe I should just invest in.
No, I had a decent. job, and I was like, oh, these air mattresses are cheap and my back will survive. And then no,
dude, they're cheap. You can get one for like a couple $100 on Amazon.
Have you ever had a couple $100 at one time? I've never had more. No,
I've saved up for a couple years.
Last time he was here, he spent his couple $100 on that.
But how much are these air mattresses, and how many do you go through?
They were like $30.
Yeah, exactly.
They're popping, dude.
That and his brother Jabri had a story of he was laying in bed one night and there was like a nest of spiders above his head.
Ooh!
Just knowing Jabri. It makes the story so much funny. It's just LeMaire. It's another LeMaire. And just this ball of spiders fell and crawled all over him.
Oh, my fucking
no.
God.
So okay, funny. I've got one then. One guy that I was seeing, we were having sex, and then afterwards he went to the bathroom, and there was a spider hanging off of his dick. Like, from,
drip.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but like literally, there was literally a spider that was hanging off of his dick.
The worst Spider-Man.
I'm like,
ever.
Do I have? I literally was like, I looked up spiders and like, do I have spiders in my vagina?
Oh my God!
I don't know, but there was like I was in like a basement in Nebraska, so it was like. Who knows
what?
Where the
Wait,
spider
you
came
a
from?
Guy who comes spiders in a basement in Nebraska.
It was a basement that I lived in.
This is not fucking
this is
real.
Spooky, dude.
Yeah.
Wow, that's spooky stuff.
LeMaire, I've just figured out why I smile at you every time I look at you. You look like a toddler in like a big puffy winter coat. Baby face. You're really adorable.
He is adorable.
Isn't he adorable?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be chill.
Dude, also, you are. You're as chill as it gets.
Chill.
People don't know this. LeMaire's a huge piece of shit.
No, he's
what?
Not.
No, trust me, he is.
These are lies.
He is.
These are no hearsay.
Nate, back me up on this. Actually, both of these guys are sacks of shit, which is really funny. Because woke comics love to be like, oh, man, we need more diversity and shit. Until you get a bunch of black dudes around your alt theater that are like, man, fuck bitches.
They don't call them out for that.
No,
but do you get called out for that by those people?
No, I say fuck white women.
Yeah, that's what everybody gets to get away with. Every single person, except for white women. Who knew?
Well, no one likes you guys.
I know, nobody. No one.
Except for them cum spiders.
And even they were trying to get out, you know? It didn't stay in there.
He just sucked it out of you. God, who, like, how, why in Nebraska? Were you living there?
Yeah, I went to college there.
Oh.
And I was living in some guy's basement who was like...
coming spider.
I wasn't the one coming. Oh, actually, well, I definitely didn't. I didn't come, so I couldn't have come the spider. But
hell yeah.
But no, yeah, I was. I rented a room. Coming.
That's what this show's all about.
Yeah, all the women know.
It's not gay.
No, it was some older guy who rented out a room to me. He had a girlfriend who was a little younger, and he would, like, complain. He was, like, in his 30s, and he would complain about his girlfriend and be wrong about what he's complaining about. I'm like, dude, I don't give a shit. I don't care. She ate my food. It's like, you're 35 years old. Get it together.
Why? That's me.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
God damn, dude.
You do have, yeah.
I got fucking very tendencies like that. I'm very controlling and I'm about respect.
Do you not talk to...
I'm like old-timey Italian respect.
Old-timey Italian respect. So not real respect. So,
very like...
That's exactly it. Just do it. Just do it.
You take my chocolates? You get like M&M's and eat like half and then hide them. And then be like, did somebody eat my chocolates?
But did somebody eat his chocolates?
It's true. Fucking, I'll eat them and crush the whole fucking bag.
No, it's just because it's Steve. It's, not,
it's definitely Steve. Yeah, I don't eat them.
I'll hand feed you like a baby bird. You can have all my.
Oh, yeah. Dude, can I talk about you fucking last night?
Yeah.
All right. Tommy.
We didn't talk about this yet.
Very spooky experience. Very spooky Halloween experience for me. Was Tommy fucked for 2 hours, I would say.
Probably.
And all to a early 2000s R&B playlist.
Hell yeah.
Let me tell you something.
As loud as possible.
And the couch backed me up on this.
I support it.
Yeah. I mean, he was fucking to like Ja Rule. Yeah. I feel.
Dude,
I was sitting on the couch like, this is crazy.
I can't believe you. I didn't know you heard that.
The music was at a 10.
Isn't that the point of the music?
I was trying to mask the fucking with the music. Yeah, you heard the music. I didn't know you heard us fucking.
I didn't really hear you fucking, but as long as the music was on, I knew.
You knew that it was fucking, yeah.
Because we're in a small room with the music as loud as it gets. Listening to fucking Jagged Edge. They were he was
let me tell you
Tommy
something.
Pope was fingering his girlfriend to Jagged Edge last night, which was incredible.
So proud.
Yeah.
God damn.
Well, different people can pull off different music during fucking.
It's also my generation. Like, that was my fucking climb.
Yeah.
That was my peak.
Yeah.
Paramount.
Yeah.
I just started having sex this year, so I just listened to Lil Uzi Vert.
Lamar, are you fucking your brother?
You listen to what?
Lil Uzi Vert, you know?
He's
great. Philly. No, he's Philly's fucking, in the building, dude. Yeah. What up?
Oh, maybe that's
look him up.
I don't know.
Lil Uzi Vert's Philly. That's cool you threw that in that you just
I wasn't trying to throw
How's
it in.
How's it going?
But no, I just saw the thing. How's it going?
Do you have any questions?
Pretty consistent, you know?
How do you meet her?
Right here, like, huh?
How'd you meet her?
Who? The first one? Tinder?
Clearly the only person you
fucked. Your first
I got,
what do you mean who?
There's been three people now.
You fucked three?
What, you're at three?
Two.
You're at two.
Two.
Yeah.
Two. No. Just like a blowjob count.
Like 167. No, it's 166. You're at two, and you're like three.
Does a blowjob count as three or no?
You're reading your diary?
No?
Damn, bro, get it.
No? All right.
So funny.
No. It's a different one.
I know.
Yeah. So is the other one consistent?
Yeah.
Nice,
yeah,
dude. Yeah. That's great.
Pretty. Yeah, yeah. What's like a...
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know, like, what's a good sex time.
What do you mean? Like how long?
Length.
It depends.
How does it depend? Like, what
It depends on who's come, how much effort's been put into the coming, how much more effort people want to be put into the coming. How long have you been averaging?
Like 40 minutes.
Are they coming?
Oh, you've been fucking for 40 minutes.
Yeah, dude, I'm a fucking pro. Dude.
Number three is on its way. Yeah. Have they? You're a killer.
You have the cardio to fuck for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
That's why your air mattresses are popping.
You saw my cartwheel last week.
How much of it was she on top?
How much? Like, not that long. It's just me doing a lot of pumping.
You went for 40 minutes
Yeah,
straight.
Man. I'm a fucking pro.
I can see that, dude. I guess.
This is a fucking complete
I'm a prodigy.
Fabrication.
Yeah.
Do you only work, like, do you just do squats?
No. I do, no, never mind.
His body's a thigh. He's built like a truck tire.
Are they coming?
He's a thigh.
One in
no.
every three times, like one in
okay,
three times.
Okay, that's a pretty good start.
Fucking who didn't come for 40 minutes?
That's not. It's
that's
not,
a fucking. That's
not
a
my fault. No,
that's
no, no,
a murder.
No, no, no. It's not my fault, dude.
That is a pussy murder.
No, no, no. She. It was like wet and shit, you know. But it wasn't like. It was just in the head.
Damn,
you know
it
what?
Was like wet.
You know
wet
broads,
shit,
Abby.
Right?
You know broads, right? Sometimes they get in the head and just like I can't come.
He was like, you know, she's all wet and shit. How long did you fuck?
Hey, that's a good sign.
5 minutes. No. He didn't.
It's a, yeah. All right.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Well, good
well
for
I'm
you,
sorry
man.
That I'm being mean. To
no,
you.
It's all good, dude. I don't know how to talk about this yet.
Is the first girl dead? Did you kill her by fucking?
You know, the first girl is female the male trans, dude.
What?
Male.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew this, and
yeah.
Male to male trans, sure so she didn't get it.
Another
so,
horror story.
Or he.
It was like the first day we had sex, she like just started going on the.
Hormones?
Yeah.
Okay, so she had it.
It was lady parts.
Right.
That was the confusion between that two and three.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh,
she wasn't sure if that counted.
I don't know. Yeah. That was
so
a confusion.
That, you lost your virginity to a transgendered person.
Yeah. I
fuck
met
it,
him
dude.
On.
I mean, you
want to
talk about.
That's as woke as it gets
you
for
talk about progressive shit? Yeah, dude. Look at a fair one right now. We got a Jew broad. We got two, black dudes on the couch. We got a fucking WAP Dago. A fucking ultimate white man, right? The Aryan fucking bro. And we're talking about black dude losing his virginity to a transgendered person.
Fuck
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, Lemaire. That's why you fuck
God
for
bless.
40 minutes. I get it.
Yeah.
You're trying to get rid of all
it's
that
a,
shit.
It's a blessing.
You can't. Never mind. I don't know.
I
was going to take a shot. I don't think it would have been funny.
Oh, man. How long ago was that?
What,
I fucked a tranny before.
January. It was January of this year.
How long did that last?
Like
did you get good practice in?
No, I had to fake like I come. Yeah. Because I didn't like, because I like, I was hard and I was like, oh, this is a dude now. And I got like, soft.
So she still had the dick?
No.
Female to male. So still had a vagina.
Oh.
And I give it one last run and she fucked Lemaire.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. You know, a lot of white. Was she white?
She needed extra motivation to do this. She was like, I gotta get fucked by the worst guy possible.
It's pretty close to the truth, but I don't think it's the truth, absolute truth, right?
Was she white?
No, black. I've only had sex with black women, which is. Yeah.
Racist. That's racist.
Racist.
Not on purpose, you know?
I'm personally
I'd
offended.
I'd be shocked if a white chick fucked you.
That's not nice. Look at this.
Ooh, no, now we're back. Too. Compound Media is number one, dude. Racism is in the house.
What about you, Nate? What's your love like?
I just been in a relationship for way too long.
Oh. How long?
5 years.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
No, I need. Nah, it's fine. It's fine.
How long have you? Or how? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
5 years
she's,
though, damn.
She's white, which is like the biggest source of insecurity in my entire life. But
for you or her, or both?
For me, I think she's fine with it. But
yeah?
Yeah, but for me, I don't know.
She doesn't feel like
she's
weird.
Insecure too about
Wait, you're insecure
it.
Yeah. towards her? Or you're insecure?
She doesn't get insecure around like
when she's hanging around other groups of white people.
She goes
like,
to a barbecue.
My boyfriend's black. Yeah.
You're about to say when she's around colored people?
Yeah, I was gonna use those words too.
Abby Rosen.
I was gonna say colored people, but I was like, that's not racist enough. Let me think for a minute. Yeah. I recently had a family member try to convince me that Negro wasn't offensive.
Jesus.
I can't believe you just said
Is this
that.
In Nebraska in a basement?
No.
It's definitely in Nebraska.
And then I literally Googled it and it said it like in the definition says like don't use this essentially.
I had a friend make that same argument. You guys know him, Wes Williams.
Yeah.
Were you guys
yeah.
there? That were you there?
I don't think I was there. West? I think I like just story. Missed it.
Wait, is this the retard you knocked out?
No. Different retard guy.
Same name.
Wes made a phone call. He ordered a pizza in front of me, and he thought he was being funny, and he said Negroes. He was like, tell the Negroes to do it. And I was like, what did you fucking just say, dude?
Also, they're Mexicans, right?
That's also exactly what I said.
Way off.
That's also exactly what I
which
said.
Which is even like, more racist.
Like, yeah. What's the joke there?
But you're then, stealing their jobs.
Yeah, like, so just keep that in mind next time you see him, Nate.
I'll never see him.
I know Nate hates white guys.
Fuck him up.
You said I hate white guys?
You should.
I wasn't going to say I don't. I don't hate white guys. I don't hate white guys. I don't love you guys either. I love. Like, you
should love nobody.
Fine.
I love you.
Love nobody. Love your wife.
I got a
your
big
girlfriend
heart.
Or whatever.
I got a big
isn't
heart.
It a,
I love
isn't it a liability
easily.
Having a big heart?
It really is. Yeah. It really is. Preach. I give white people too many chances.
Too many candies.
Like I should have known coming here was going to be like. There's things as a black person that hearing from you guys, I should be like, yo, fuck you guys, but I just
like
gotta
what?
Laugh.
You just said Negro twice.
Yeah, you just. I, like,
but
you just,
that's like contextual. Like, I'm saying something that I heard. I'm relaying information. And I'm not saying it in a way. Because that's another thing that I get fucked up with, like, what's offensive, what's okay to say. Like, for example, like the Sarah Silverman thing, when she said, like, Louis jerked off in front of me and it didn't bother me. And then women were like, oh, are you fucking. Like making less of other shit, and yeah. It's like she's talking about her fucking. So you want her to insert shame
totally
into
agree.
Her past?
Totally
you
agree.
Want her yeah. to fucking lie about how she felt about something to make other people feel fucking comfortable?
Oh yeah, dude.
So that anger is not directed yeah. over here, but I do wonder about that. Like talking about different shit, because it's like, why shouldn't people talk about like what they hear and like their experiences, unless it's like in a way to make other people uncomfortable? Like if I brought that up specifically to make somebody uncomfortable, like I'd agree. But like I don't know, I get I am curious though, like what. I seem way more heated than
I agree on both.
But I am like genuinely curious yeah. about that stuff because it's like whoever you talk to, it's what? Different for everybody. But
no, I agree on both parts because I can understand like
no, I'm just curious
frustration ready to pull
like,
the trigger
totally because I feel that like, way sometimes with like women shit like when people talk about women shit and then they're like I feel the trigger in my head but then I have to think about it for a second like are they making a joke are they like you
and
have to think about
it this level for you Abby like
what
you know how much harder it's gonna get. Like, you can't tweet, you can't fucking, you can't say anything.
Yeah, you can.
Like, you can. I'm not saying, like, obviously.
Whoopsie.
This is the issue with women. They get
I know. Dude, tell me about it.
Saying
100%.
No, you can tweet. What I'm saying is what you just said right there can be misconstrued in any conversation.
No, totally. I mean, that's the risk you take, but it's also boring to fucking.
Let's kill ourselves. Let's fuck on an air mattress and kill ourselves. Lemaire, what's your sleeping situation right now?
Full size bed, only bed.
A full size?
Full size mattress, only mattress. Yeah, I've
okay.
upgraded it.
Only mattress.
Only
no box
mattress,
spring, you
no
mean?
No box spring. Yeah. No, I had a frame, but then.
You woke yeah. up on a box of toothpicks?
It's kindling, yeah.
Oh, man. What a great group.
That's a great crew.
Gang. Yeah, it's a good one.
I'm having fun.
Nate wants to murder everybody again.
No.
Let's fight at a bar after this.
I'm. Can we though?
Who pisses you off more, white women or white men?
White women.
Yeah, I figured.
By a mile.
But yeah, it's not even close.
Yeah, but I guess you also. Yeah, I mean, there's the whole wanting to fuck women though.
Yeah.
That
so you just go
shut
home
up.
And just hate fuck her every night. You're just like, I gotta get this.
And that's why the relationship works.
It's yes.
Strong.
40 minutes. Yeah. 40 minutes strong.
I gotta go longer because we live together now.
Oh, you guys.
I just turned the music up loud for a long time. There
you got a timer up, and it says 40 minutes,
yeah,
and once it
like,
hits
no,
that,
I
then
I
you can stop.
All the sound off.
90s R&B.
Dude, last night at about 1:30, I was sitting there playing Red Dead Redemption. So it's just, yeah, it's so sick. I was just riding across the desert on my steed. It was beautiful. It was so beautiful. And then behind me, directly the wall behind me is like, so deaf. I hear him like, yeah.
You just know how his hips are moving also to that music too. You know what I mean? Every time you hear the beat, you know there's a pump there.
Bottles talking all of that.
I couldn't believe you were fucking to that music, dude.
Listen, I won't.
That's great music to fuck to.
Incredible music.
And it just depends
it's
on.
It's not like too overt, like
are
in terms
fucking
of sexy.
Nuts?
What are you talking about?
Boy, who are you? You guys. First off, look. I obviously it's 2-on-1 here, but if
no,
you
no, it's
fuck,
opinion versus opinion. It's
you
a, it's
fuck
a,
to Jagged Edge.
Hell I don't know Jagged Edge. What's Jagged Edge?
You know Jagged Edge.
I probably do. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at remembering who's who. What it. Okay.
If you fuck to Ja Rule.
Yeah, sure.
No, no, hold on.
So, baby girl, put it on me. You're a fucking weirdo.
No!
But it's not, I don't have a fuck list, and I'm like, Jagged Edge is in there.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. What are you fucking...
Look for,
16?
Go to Where the Party At. How do you spell D-A?
It's just Spotify random.
Yeah, I know what it was. Okay, yeah.
So every now and then you're going to get a Ja Rule, and it's a weird moment, but your tongue's in an ass.
You were
like, forget about
doggy styling your girlfriend
absolutely.
To Ja Rule.
100%.
And I was sitting there playing a video game outside just like, man, that's a weird scene behind me, dude.
1899, you're like a rickshaw. Woo! Yes.
Yeah, okay, why not?
Uh-huh. Fuck yeah, dude.
What are you fucked to?
Me breathing.
Yeah.
Hard. And me saying, don't fucking you tell anyone about
that
this.
Poor girl.
I got the important. How did the chingy come up? Was there any chingy?
No.
Because I don't know how chingy translated to the white community, but he was very big in like the black community in 04.
Look, if rap is popular, it's because of white people, by the way.
You're gonna get made all
right. Let me, this is a weird argument. This is a weird argument because I half agree with you. But we're the reason it's like dope and cool.
Yeah.
Of course. Nobody's arguing that.
The only reason anyone's cool is because of you guys.
Thank you for your specific service, by the way.
Us too.
Take a step back.
I don't think you're cool.
Are we doing that?
You're not cool at all.
Are we giving credit to individuals for their racist actions?
Yes, absolutely. Black people make everything better.
Well, then you guys are welcome for everything. also, sorry about everything.
Happy Halloween.
Hell yeah.
It was funny because not that long ago, I was fucking a white guy to R&B, and I realized I had never fucked a white guy to R&B before, and I was like, I think it's fine with him, but I feel like other guys that I fucked, it was to like,
you
know,
control the R&B.
No, he put the music on.
That sounds like cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah, I only got...
She started dressing like Jane Fonda. She started getting physical, if you will.
It felt fine fucking him to that.
Yeah.
But other white guys that I fucked, it was to other music, and I was like, see, this feels appropriate for this person. You know what I mean? I feel like everybody has their appropriate fuck music.
It's like Garth Brooks.
I feel like it depends. It also
like no.
It's like Taylor Swift.
No.
Blame it all on my roots.
I fucked a Thunder Road by Garth Brooks. Yeah. And that's it.
Only anal to Thunder Road.
I get halfway through the song.
What is it?
And then I get a towel.
What's the red solo cup? That's what white people fuck to.
Yeah. Right.
The
red
solo cup.
You, dude.
Lamar has to put it on repeat.
I wake up to being fucked to that song. Yeah.
I don't fuck to music. I think it's somewhat. If I'm sober, there's zero chance I'm fucking to music.
It depends on this.
I've had girls play music when they fucked me, and I thought it was very odd.
Really?
Yeah.
It helps me get out of my head a little.
Really, it only puts me in my head. It's like I'm fucking to like. A
is it because you're insecure?
Like, that's crazy.
Is it insecure because you can't move to the rhythm?
I'm a phenomenal dancer. But no, that's ridiculous to fuck to. Like, I've gotten drunk and fucked to Drake many a times, which is fucking sick.
Yeah. Sure,
of course it's sick when you do it, huh?
Well, when you're drunk. Then it's not.
Well, why is it
crazy.
Any different? I'm a
if
little
it's
older
a Monday
than you.
Night, and you're fucking.
Jagged Edge is my Drake, motherfucker. Also, it depends on how long you've been with the guy or the girl. How you doing?
Exactly. You guys have been together for a while.
A year.
So fucking to music is. I don't know. That seems like an early in the relationship thing.
No. I think it's the opposite. I think
depends.
Early in the relationship, it's music, and then. Maybe a little bit of no music and then music. It depends on how much of a party you are, to be honest with you.
You got
to
go in cycles.
I've been partying hard lately, dude.
I get pickled and
you still with BB Girl?
Yeah. Hit a rough speed bump yesterday, but we're back, dude.
Oh, nice. Okay.
We're back, dude.
Cocaine joke.
Yeah, I have been doing coke a lot lately.
Hell yeah.
Have you?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Shout out cocaine, dog.
Yeah. He's sleeping with LeMay on the air.
Yeah, we were in Australia and we couldn't find fucking weed, but somebody had coke.
Coke's great.
Yeah, it actually is. I guess I don't know if I have ADHD because it's like I take it and then I'm more clear. My brain is more clear.
Cocaine?
It actually happens with people.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, it's like that's how I get diagnosed with shit, huh?
That's exactly what cocaine does.
No,
it clears your head?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, you take it and you're like, oh, I can think perfectly. This is great. I know everything.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
It feels great. I'm not used to that.
Like,
I'm not used to that feeling.
Not, like, fucked up clarity, like a, like I know what's going on. I understand. That's what.
Well, yeah, it gives me like a calmness that I don't usually have.
That's nerd coke.
Does it work?
Yeah,
dork coke.
Yeah.
Do you actually know? Are you actually like calm and know stuff?
Yeah, like I feel like I get too worked up sometimes when I'm on other stuff. But yeah, like I can sit back and like think and process things at a speed that is easier to like talk.
I do one line. And then I get immediately horny.
I've only done it a few times, so I've got limited. Really? Yeah,
I did
yeah,
it
yeah.
twice last week.
You get super horny. Sometimes weed will make me horny. I think it just depends.
I looked it up. I was like, is this normal? And they're like, yeah, it's for a certain population.
Oh.
It's all wiring. Same thing with weed and any drug. But I'll do, like, if it's good, whoo boy, I can't If I did it in a bar or something, I got to get out of here. I got to go beat off.
Can you go? Okay, if you get horny,
all dark alley.
Okay, in that situation, could you go to the bathroom and beat off and then be fine?
And then be fine
or not necessarily?
Embarrassingly enough, I had people come in because they were checking on me. Like 5 years ago, I did a bump.
Get out, mom! No, is that you?
Like in a bar, I went to the bathroom. And they came like, Tommy, you all right? And I was just hammering off.
Yeah.
As you do.
But here's the thing. But I'm asking, if you do jack off, are you fine
in
after
Harrisburg.
That?
Huh?
After you jack off, are you fine?
Oh, yeah.
For 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah, right? It doesn't last that long.
No, yeah. And it depends on the potency.
Mm. So wait, are you only satisfied?
How hard you come? The potency of the coke?
Blast out my dick.
What kind of spiders? What were you saying?
Oh, are you satisfied for the 20 minutes? Like, or do you need more cocaine after the 20 minutes?
Oh, no, I meant like, are you not horny anymore? Like, are
you? What you meant. And great question, both of you. I'm horny after 20 minutes. Always want more.
Immediately.
Yeah. That's 100%. The worst part about coke.
Yeah.
And the best one.
Actually, I don't know if Beezer's comfortable with this, but me and Beezer did a bunch of coke last week.
I don't know if Beezer's comfortable with it.
I'm gonna explain this. Really funny. Me and Beezer, we were at a bar after the show last week, and somehow cocaine got involved. And then we did the straightest thing possible, just went back to his hotel room
knew
and
each other.
Did a ton of coke together. That was
aww.
It. It was fun.
In
the
hotel
room? Night. Yeah.
How, like, what's a ton?
Taking, I don't know.
8 ball?
Doubtful.
You have no idea.
It was a lot. I have no idea.
What'd you guys do? You just talked about your feelings and stuff?
Coke, and we're like, this isn't even that good. Kept doing it. We're like, I don't feel it. It doesn't do anything.
Nobody wants to admit it's wonderful. Yeah, dude. If you put a one line or a cupful, I'm doing it.
Yeah, I don't have. Yeah, it's hard to know, especially when you're. Because I'm like, I've only done it a few times, so it's like I don't know what my limits are with that yet. And it's like I had been drinking and smoking for a long time, and I still drink and smoke too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's hard to fucking figure out where your limits are at. And then also you're around other people, and you're like, well, they're doing this much.
Yeah.
And I have no fucking idea how.
Well, it's also the fact that you get more clear and like you're aware of your surroundings, that's a good thing because a lot of times, like when you do coke and heavily with it,
yeah, I haven't
realized how drunk. So it balances your system. So you actually black out while walking. You're like a zombie.
Yeah, that's what happens. That happens to me when I take Adderall. Like I went to before we fucking dude Notre Dame Georgia last year. I took a bunch of Adderall and blacked out hard as fuck.
This is a record. It's 39 minutes in. It's the first Notre Dame.
I know. I looked at the clock and I was like, I got to get this Notre Dame shit in.
Notre Dame ticker.
But yeah, I blacked out, but was still, like I was shit-faced, but I was thinking.
Yeah.
It's a weird experience.
It's a very weird experience.
I watched the whole first half with one eye. I see double. I remember telling my ex-girlfriend, well, my girlfriend at the time, I was like, I can't see the game. I literally cannot see this game.
But I love Drake.
And I was like, you want to listen to Drake? I'll eat you out to Drake later. And then how about that Notre Dame Navy game?
I don't know.
Dude, you have no idea.
No idea.
Are you guys college football fans?
No, not at all.
NFL football fans?
Yeah.
Are you from Philly? Are you an Eagles?
Hold on.
Are you
still going? My bad.
No. I'm from Central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know. Like Pittsburgh or Eagles?
No, I'm from Philly. Like Philly.
Oh, all right.
Eagles.
Okay.
Yeah, but like some people out there, they go Pittsburgh just because they have dog shit parents and they have championships.
I was born in Philly. Like I moved from Philly when I was 10, so my whole family is Eagles fans.
All right.
But sometimes when you grow up around Eagles fans or whoever you grow up around, you want to be the opposite of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes it causes you. Because, like, I grew up in San Antonio, So I hated the Cowboys, and my stepdad was a Steelers fan, so I fucking hated the Steelers.
Yeah.
And
did you like your stepdad?
No.
Clearly not.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, you know what? I think I started watching The Sopranos. I have a little bit more empathy for him now.
Really?
Maybe we'll... No, I don't know. He's also retarded. You know what I mean? It's like you just have more empathy for different kinds of people sometimes after you... I don't know, whatever. But what happened with this Navy-Notre Dame game? I interrupted you.
This is more
Notre Dame as opposed to her fucking soprano stepfather.
Yeah, she's got a retarded stepdad.
We'll get back to Notre Dame.
Covered the fucking spread and the over, dude.
Nice. I still don't really completely know what those mean, but
it was incredible. So last week, mid-show, I had a change of heart, and I said, you know what? Take Navy and the over.
It goes
against conventions because a lot of people would imagine if Navy...
You were on coke, and so you were thinking straight.
I wasn't on coke.
Dude, I saw my brother Scoop. We were doing coke after a night out, and I saw him go, all right, time for bed, and he scooped back in the bag, and I was like, that's not how this party...
Yeah.
And I judged him forever. I was like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And he operates like you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
He's just like, yeah, I can just decide I'm done.
Well, I didn't say that I operate. I don't operate. I didn't say I operate that way. I'm saying I still don't know how to operate.
Oh, so you haven't
done it. Yeah. I just if it gets passed around, I do it.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is Notre Dame spread. By the way, listeners, good God, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking 8-0, and here it is.
Well, guess what? BetDSI won't be on the books this week.
Fuck BetDSI. This is what I'm saying.
No, that's not true. Sorry. BetDSI. Shane is high on coke. From last Wednesday.
Notre Dame.
You covered the spread and the...
It doesn't matter. I'm 8-0 this year against the spread. I've also been taking overs and unders as well. I mean, this is crazy. I'm hitting 2 for 2 every fucking week. This week, it's easy to pick Northwestern right now. That's the sexy bet. This seems like a trap game for Notre Dame. It's nighttime at Northwestern. Why don't you go ahead and take the Irish... with the points and the over. Go ahead.
Whoop.
Bam. Made you more money. 8-0, baby. Suck my dick.
2 weeks in a row, Shane?
What's that?
2 weeks in a row?
2 weeks in a row what?
Victory
Eight
and
weeks.
Over?
No. Last week I said Navy.
Oh.
And I said Navy would cover. I even said I was thinking, do you remember when I was like, I was even thinking like 40-20.
What did it end
I
up
said
being?
42-20. It ended up being like 40-20.
Damn, dog.
Fucking insane.
Yeah.
Ooh. These people that listen to this must be like, yo, that guy is a... Mm-hmm. Was he from the future? Just saying.
This guy's a looper.
Anyway, back to fucking coke.
So how did you guys go to bed? I'm really curious. After doing a shitload of coke. You and Beezer.
I walked home. I walked home from like Manhattan to Queens.
You went home. Oh, you were in New York.
I slept easy. I think it was actually shitty coke. And then... Did some more on Friday.
Walked home from Manhattan to Queens, it probably wore off.
I sprinted home.
Just a little GW. This coke sucks. Somebody stepped on it.
I hadn't done coke in like 6 months. And then Wednesday, Friday, boom.
Nice.
Back to back.
It's tough.
And then, I was real depressed the last couple of days. So we're back.
Is that your move to get way too drunk or too on something and then just like leave without saying anything and getting home?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I usually just black out, and people are like, yo, you should leave.
Oh, really? Oh, you get asked to leave.
I think
you, LeMaire.
Sorry.
Because, like, have you ever ridden your bike drunk? Has anybody ridden their bike drunk?
I haven't had a bike.
That is one of the best fun feelings. What? Yeah,
I haven't had a bike since
I cummed, my bike got sold. That's how that works. If you're a man and you cum once, your bike's gone.
You sell it to another guy who's selling his cum. Some old pervert, like, I'll give you a cup of this cum.
What do you see?
My mongoose.
It's an adult riding a bike is a complete...
I have fucked so many guys who have never cum.
You fuck guys that ride bikes?
No, I mean, not necessarily, but yeah, sometimes. I guess I have. Yeah, no, I have, yeah.
You shouldn't do that.
Why?
Because they're gay.
Like, recreationally, they ride bikes transportation?
No, not guys who, like, go on trails and shit.
Just
city bikers.
City bikes.
Right.
Yeah. We lived in Austin for a while, right?
I did live in Austin.
That's a lot of bikers. That's
the guy I dated there was not a bike person.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you guys ever drunk drove? That's real fun.
Yeah.
No one will say it, but drunk driving is hella fun.
Mayor, have you ever ridden a bike?
Yeah.
It wasn't fun for me because I was like scared.
A grizzly bear ride one of those little tiny bikes.
Yeah. Are we catching? Oh, okay, good. Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
I haven't driven drunk, and I don't think that I will anymore. That was something I did in college, because it's like you're in Nebraska. Uber and Lyft weren't as big then.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't done that. But, yeah, I don't know.
To Tommy, please. He just lost a contact.
It's in my eye. I could feel it. Was that a fart, Lemaire?
Do you have a car?
He's breathing his asshole in his mouth. Yeah.
So you've been, wait, when did you sleep on all these air mattresses?
6 years ago.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. I was like, you've been sleeping on air mattresses, but you have a car?
Done in Detroit.
The priorities.
Yeah.
You sleep on the air mattress in Detroit?
No, I was in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Lancaster.
Did you live in Detroit for a while?
Not as an adult, but as a kid, that's where I grew up.
Oh, like okay, 13. Okay.
Yeah. Very similar stories, except I moved to Pennsylvania.
Where do we?
No, we both moved to Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Never mind.
Exactly the same.
But you were here.
I was where?
In Pennsylvania.
Oh,
we're in New York right now.
You guys talking about your fucking origin stories as if the fucking listeners want to hear about where you two
figured they do, man.
I don't know much about Detroit. I don't know, Jack. Are you from Detroit, too?
No, I'm from Philly. I'm from Philly.
Oh, shit. Tommy's not here. We can take a phone call.
Wait, why can't you?
If any of these you think is not going to say the N-word, I would appreciate it. This is on you if they say it. By the way, Nate, don't get mad.
I heard the last time we got
dickheads that call in and say the N-word, which is half funny. And Tommy gets mad about it, which obviously makes it worse. Which makes these fucking dudes be like, oh, it's hilarious. All right, what do you guys think? Who you got? It's Mike? Oh, fuck yeah. I love Mike.
From Manhattan?
What's up, Mike?
No, it's not Mike. It's not Mike. I got exclusive information on Mike. I seen him at that steakhouse he was talking about, and he was blowing off N-bombs all over the place.
Was he?
Yes.
Oh, no.
He was calling the waiter the N-word. He was calling everybody that word.
That was Mike from Manhattan.
Like, hey, I want 21 nigger cocks to my
all right.
Asshole.
God damn it.
How did you start off with saying the N-word and then saying the N-word?
Also, yeah. Mike from Manhattan would never say the N-word.
No.
We should have hung up on that guy quick.
Really?
Yeah, I felt it
coming.
Exactly. Hey,
really?
What's up, man?
As soon as he said N-word, really? I knew it was getting worse.
Mike,
I really love
what's
how
up?
Hillbillies try to play me like a simpleton, okay?
Okay.
I'm far from that.
You're the best, dude.
No, it's not a question the best. Thing is that I want a boatload of money off your ass, sweetheart.
Hell yeah. Right?
It's all about Notre Dame. But Abby, you're fucking smoking hot.
Hey,
Mike from Manhattan, take it easy.
No.
Wait, is this Mike? It sounds like Beezer.
Poker, you hang out, and you're just like there, and you want to get fucked. And that's the best girl in the fucking world. Okay?
Wow.
He does own Spark Steakhouse.
Mark Steakhouse.
Shut up. Hey, Lamar. Hey, Lamar. Last weekend.
Lamar.
Those two questions you want to ask me, what were they?
Oh, I forgot now, man.
Oh, I know. You know why?
There you go.
All right, so Tommy.
Tommy's not here. That's why we took the call, dude. His contact fell out. I was trying to sneak some calls in while Tommy was gone. He fucking hates him.
Who hates who?
Tommy hates phone calls. I was just saying how much I appreciate you and your contributions.
All right, so let me explain something, okay? So you message him, talk to him after the scenario. He goes, he's got TB, tiny bladder. Definitely bet, let me finish, the Cowboys against Philadelphia, that the Cowboys win. And if I lose, I'm going to take you to the steakhouse.
Oh, shit, yeah. Well, if the Cowboys win.
No.
No, if the Eagles win, I have to hang out with you?
No. If your Philadelphia fucking birds win, I'll take it a stink.
Yeah, that's a great thing. I don't think Tommy will go, but I'll fucking chill with you, dude.
No, and what I'm going to do, you're definitely in. And you can bring whoever you want.
Bring the producers, dude. Abby will come.
The thing is, I'm going to sue him up. And my goddamn, I will definitely go to a suit place and make him wear a suit and a tie.
Oh, shit. Okay? All right. How about if the Cowboys win? You can come into the show.
No.
We got to hang up. Tommy's back. You're the best. Hold on.
My terms, not yours. If I win, Tommy's going to sit there and jerk me off with that tongue action like that he has,
Shut the fuck up. What I miss?
Not a comp.
What I miss?
Not a pope. You pissed off.
What I miss?
Come on, sweetheart, bring it on. I'll bring you to the steakhouse. I'll see how the ass lives.
Mike said he's going to take us to the steakhouse if the Eagles beat the Cowboys.
Do you also like Mike?
Here today?
I hate this.
Are those hillbillies? Dude,
any grown man that like brags up about going to a steak, like you ever been to a high end steakhouse? They're the worst piles of garbage. The people that go there, it's terrible.
I'm gonna force you
and
to
he,
do
he,
that.
He talks
I'll
us.
I'll bring both bodyguards, put you in a suit, and pay you in a tie.
Dude,
like
you have the address
on
here. I will fuck you up whenever
you
want.
Fuck me up.
I will
don't
fuck
get
you
physical,
up.
Sonny. Sonny, sweetheart.
Look at this face.
Calm down.
Look at that.
Did you hear like a.
I will beat the fucking balls off of you. And then I'll take you to your steakhouse.
Calm down. It's okay.
And you give $20 to your Coke guy.
I know. I'm a Coke guy.
Can you hang up on this piece of shit? I leave for 3 minutes.
All right, see you, Mike.
Everybody was having a good time.
See you, Mike.
Everybody's having a good fucking time.
Hey, we didn't put it on.
Yeah, they did. You also missed an N-word call.
That's
oh, yes.
What happens.
Get her in here.
Also, let's
get her on the couch. Get her on the casting couch with these two.
Also, the guy that calls in and says the N-word, that's Mike. Can we put his face up there?
No, don't
I
put
I gotta
his
grab his
nah
picture out of my email. Stand by.
He would fucking drop
don't
you,
expose
dude.
Mike.
Mike from Manhattan would fucking
you wouldn't
drop
have his back?
Tommy versus Mike from Manhattan? I support you... Mike from Manhattan. Against Tommy in a
wow
fight.
Wow.
Dude, if Mike from Manhattan...
That kind of lack of loyalty.
If Mike from Manhattan showed up and one-punched Tommy...
I get up and be like, that was awesome. Yeah.
But no, obviously, if there was a fight, I'd support Tommy. 1,000,000%. What are you doing, Abby?
He'd
come in here and fuck me.
You guys
think
can
you
make
fight
it look
Mike?
Like...
I'd love to.
Dude,
you guys can
look
make
at
A's
him, dude. Look at he would rock you.
Oh, dude, I would fuck.
Oh, that's
the guy
is
who just
that
called
really
who
him
was to take you to the steakhouse?
That's apparently who that is.
Of course that's what he looks like.
I guarantee
you don't like
that's
him?
His headshot from
he looks like a douche.
Years ago. He's such a douche.
What are you guys talking about?
He goes to steakhouses. Come on, get out of here now.
He called and was like, Eagles, Cowboys. The Eagles win, I'll take you to a fucking steak. The steakhouse. That's fucking sick, dude. I told him I would fucking hang out with him. I'll bring Nate and LeMaire.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I have a free dinner.
That's a good move.
Mm-hmm. You guys want to go to that?
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, go Birds.
Go Birds.
Fuck yeah.
Day in, day out, my dog.
Wait, is he the one? He's not the one who says nigga, though, right? That's not him.
No, right. He refuses
these are
to
false
say
accusations.
The
okay, all right.
We thought it was, but then he called in really angry because of our accusations that it was him.
Oh,
okay. Oh.
Here, dude.
Hop on the couch there, Carrie. Hop in the middle there. Will you hop in the middle? That would make me happy. Wow, thanks. Can I finish this?
Yeah. Take care of you, right? Who takes care of you, Daddy? Daddy!
Uh-huh. All right, well, look at that couch, huh? Let's go to that.
Let's go
to that, would you?
Better looking couch.
Go to that. Go ahead and couch. Yeah, look at that.
Better looking couch. Carrie actually has experience at a high-end steakhouse. Can you tell us about the clientele at a high-end steakhouse?
Now that you're surrounded by all this beef.
I'd really rather not.
Two porterhouses.
Well, definitely one.
Yeah, I'd really rather not. I don't want to jeopardize my job. So.
Oh, you currently work
I'm gonna
at a steakhouse.
I'm going to say, everyone that goes there is really nice.
Just describe the type of clientele that would go to a high-end steakhouse on a consistent basis.
No, okay, I'll.
I feel like we already got it.
I worked at Texas Roadhouse for
that's
2 weeks. I know that it's not. She clearly doesn't want to talk about their clientele. But yeah, I worked there for 2 weeks. The girls were the hostesses were called the Pretty Pretties. That's what they were called. And instead of training, this girl sat me down and proceeded to tell me which guys were off limits to me. That's what happened instead of training. It was another girl who was supposed to be training me, telling me all the guys that worked there and telling me which ones were off
that's
limits
weird
to
that's
me.
That's what Keith did when I got hired here.
Yeah.
Really? These are the guys that I fuck.
Yeah. How about, Gary, you ever listen to Jagged Edge?
What? Yeah, of you course.
Is that fucked up? That's not fucked up.
No, not at all, dude. Yeah. No.
That's a funny thing.
These are under the bus.
Yeah, fucking coconut. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
He's going to see this tomorrow and go, oh, fuck.
What the fuck, dude?
They were making fun of our playlist.
I was making
Shane
fun
was
of the playlist
making fun of
I listened
the
to
the 90s
last night.
R&B playlist while he was playing a game from 1899. It was
from the future.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I walked into an ambush or something. What are we talking about right now?
We all do every time we come in here.
Yeah. It's all right. It's all right.
No, kidding.
Look at the mayor, dude. Really look at the mayor. The mayor's trying to go 45 minutes, dog. Look at
him. He's trying to get number four and five.
Yeah, number three. Yeah, this definitely would count as two. Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't know how handsy these two characters
were. Don't put me in it. Right.
Dude, I miss this tension, dude. You fucking, you got this hot energy about you. Yeah, I like it. I don't mean hot as in sexy. I mean hot as in like you're... You're fucking tense.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm always
like
tense,
it.
Baby.
I know.
I can't get comfortable. I can't get comfortable.
How'd you guys get here?
Do you take your shoes off when you're in the house, or do you leave them on?
I wear them.
Not Asian.
You wear them, too. Okay, what about you guys? No, but I... No, the person I'm thinking of is white who does this, but there are people who just, like, don't take their... They're always ready to leave. Like, they never get comfortable.
Yeah, I don't
and I am...
I get up, I put shoes on.
Oh, really? See, I hate having shoes on.
Yeah,
they're the worst.
Ever since I was a kid, like I always like anytime I can take my shoes off.
What's your place like though?
A lot to do. What do you mean?
Like is it comfortable? Like you don't have to worry about like dirty shit stepping on old food.
No, you kind of do still, but I don't like having fucking shoes on. I don't understand when you're in your own home, you keep your shoes on for a while.
Oh well, until I'm getting ready to like go to bed or something or lay down. You go sockless?
No, I prefer to keep socks on. Right. I like to have my feet covered, but there's just something I don't like feet being cooped up.
In like college, they said like if you want to get going in the morning and be successful, there's a trick to trick your mind. If you put sneakers on or shoes on, as soon as you get up, even if you have nothing to do, it tells your body that you're ready to go and you get.
Oh.
So you're less comfortable. So I take them off when I go home. Like I'll sleep in or I'll lounge around in socks, but as soon as I get up in the day, I put my sneaks on immediately.
What I do is I wear just jeans. No socks, no shoes.
You're ready to be on a TV news interview.
Yeah, I'm ready. Only dungarees.
Dungaree Dave.
But yeah, this has been a wild episode.
Yeah,
huh?
Dude. I don't know. Promised.
Yeah, it's been very spooky. It's been very scary.
Did you say it was scary? It was pretty scary.
You didn't even
at
tell
times.
A ghost story. We got 2 minutes. Do you ever have a ghost attack you?
I did too much coke in a hotel room, and I thought I was being attacked by ghosts.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude. I bugged the fuck out. Anyway, you guys have any ghost stories?
Yeah.
Can I present a theory that was told to me once?
Yeah.
I have a friend who thinks you come better when you're wearing socks.
I read that somewhere. I read that it's easier to come when you got socks on. I thought it was a woman thing, though.
Like it feels better. No, I thought it was just a whoever wears socks thing.
I hate this new sexual lament.
I like it.
Dude,
I dig it.
The whole time I've known him, he's been a virgin.
Yeah.
One virgin that hated women. Now he's talking about techniques on coming.
I'm just trying to make everyone's life better. Yeah.
Look, everybody, doing your own.
Everyone that listens to this show fucks in their socks.
I feel like 80% of our listeners are in a Nebraska basement. No one's fucking.
How about you guys? Do you guys believe in ghosts? Anybody?
Nah, not at all. I believe in aliens. That's the my thing. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's my. I hope I'm alive when they get here, but I won't be.
You know, hey, you never know. Don't talk.
Don't look at me.
About?
The aliens. Aliens, dude. They're out here. Mm-hmm. Why are you looking at me? I see you looking at me.
Well,
this,
it's just funny. It's
with
funny.
This look a lot.
It's funny because you never think of black guys liking aliens.
No, I'm actually terrified of them. I just don't want to say publicly I'm scared of anything, but.
Yeah,
that's
more like it.
Did you ever see?
More like it. That's a bravado.
Did you see The Fourth Kind?
No, I didn't,
that
but I saw the trailers and was like, no, I'm not. I refuse to see it from the trailer. I was just going to say this. The X-Files music to this day bothers me a little bit.
Totally.
He was never here.
Lemaire might be an alien. You got an alien name. They just made that up. They're like, Lemaire.
He makes me so happy.
Lemaire, yeah, he's the best.
Just so happy. He looks so
Lemaire. What are you doing over there?
Huh?
What are you doing over there?
You're giving me old A-OK.
Oh, don't do that. That means something different on this network.
Do kids just smile at you when you pass on the streets? Do they just start giggling?
No, I work with, I do, I for a job, I work with kids right now, and I do smile at them, and they do smile back, yes.
Aw.
Yeah, it works.
You see that.
Yeah.
The largest gummy bear they've ever seen.
Do people, like, on the dating sites, do people message you, like, I have, like, a teddy bear thing? Like, they, like,
no one messages me. Exactly.
No. Also, never mind.
What?
I was just going to be mean to Lamar again, which...
No, do it, dude. Need it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love you guys. I have a cool concert to go to. You guys can keep going. You want to keep going?
No, we're good. We're good. All right.
Well, that's the wrap it up.
Yeah, dude. Talk about your concert.
I'm going to go to Limp Bizkit. I'm going to go to Cypress Hill.
Is this why you and your girl had to make up? You were like, well, let's figure out how to get along.
No, I'm actually going with Big J Okerson. Have you heard of him?
I think so.
Have you heard
of him? I've heard of Big J, though. I don't know who Big J Okerson is.
Big J.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And,
push back. Nice. You push back. That motherfucker, what's up?
I got to go. Network. My dick off.
You think you're overdressed for this concert?
Do you think I'm over? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. this is gonna suck so bad.
Yes, dude, it's gonna be terrible.
A fucking Cypress Hill concert.
I don't know what kind
so
of music
bad.
That is, Cypress Hill sucks. But I assume like. Rockish.
Membrane.
Membrane. Okay, I'm in. I'm on board. I'm already that. Brought me in.
I mean, that song would be cool, but the rest of it's like...
Yeah, there's like three songs that were like wildly popular.
Concerts aren't fun unless you can sing along. That's it to me.
I'll tell you what. If you heard that song on the fuck list, then it's weird. That's a weird fuck song, dude. That's a 40-minute pounding of the pussy.
What I was really trying to do was...
It's face paint.
It depends on your mood that night.
What I was really trying to do was to...
This coke's not good.
Connect to your Bluetooth so I could control the playlist. Play the fucking, like, ND fight song or do... Or just do host or something great.
If Tom's on coke, it wouldn't matter. Yeah, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, dude.
Last night,
I would fuck through.
No.
Hell no.
Of course not.
We will be
that.
Soon. How you doing?
Whoa! What's going on in this house?
Nothing, dude. Don't worry about us.
I noticed my CBD oils were missing, as well as my marijuana supply is getting
CBD oils are awfully low. I have not touched that.
You promise me?
Steve McConey.
Highly doubt.
Swear on your life.
Doubtful.
Swear on your life.
You swear on my life?
I swear on my life. That
you swear
life
that you haven't wronged me on my life?
Yes.
I don't know if that's how that works.
Well, when you mean it that much, it does.
Yeah, that's really thoughtful.
My life is already your
life. Oh. All right, I got to go. So fucking either keep talking, let me leave, or close it, dog.
Ready, dog. All right, close guys. It? Thanks so much. Let's go back to the couch. Thank you, Lemaire.
Lemaire, do you got anything you want to say? You got any plugs or anything?
Yeah, dude.
Alt Black Podcast.
Alt Black, Black Podcast.
Alt Black.
Alt Black with a T, yeah.
A-L-T B-L-A-C-K.
Yeah. Yep. It's pretty dope.
You might see a slight spike of people that are going to be bummed out when they hear it.
No. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Nate, you got anything you want
to... No.
Hell yeah, Nate.
Nice.
Come to Pet Shop in Jersey City.
Nate, you're the best. Love your energy.
Book Sluts Podcast. Follow us on Twitter. I don't know. Patreon. Wherever. Just look it up. Book Sluts Podcast.
Mike from Manhattan's going to listen.
Yeah. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. If you subscribe and pay us every month, feel free to tell me you want to. I don't care.
You ever had a Bernays sauce?
I will not go with you to a steakhouse, though.
I forget. My phone's outside, so I don't remember. But I think like November 15th. I don't know. I'm at
it's
some
only,
fucking place
it's only
in
the
Syracuse.
31st. We have a show every week.
Yeah, no. That's
you got to give my heads up.
That's how selling tickets goes.
Did you plug it?
I almost did before you condescended.
Like No, I did.
Yeah, go ahead. Whatever. Fuck it. Suck my dick.
Hey guys,
everyone.
Thanks so much. Bye.